Welcome to The Intersection on this Thursday night. Well, if you want to join me, all you need to do is go on over to the GabNet website. That's GABNET.NET. And look over on the right-hand side of the page. Click on Amy Manual underneath Zoom link. And that will take you to our Zoom session so you can join the panel. You can get in on whatever discussion we're having. You can participate in whatever games we're playing. All you have to do is just go to GabNet.net, click on that link, and join me here. Well, it's been an interesting day, hasn't it? I don't even know how to put it. Well, all sorts of things going on with MAGA. Trump did something quite interesting. Let's just hear what he had to say. He was supposed to be talking about AI, and instead, he talked about this.
When I first heard about AI, you know, it's not my thing, although my uncle was at MIT, one of the great professors, 51 years, whatever. He was the longest serving professor in the history of MIT, 3 degrees in nuclear, chemical, and math. That's a smart man.
Okay. I'm going to admit that I did steal this clip off of last night's Colbert Report, not Colbert Report, Late Night with Stephen Colbert, which he and Stephen Colbert announced tonight has been canceled. I'm so sad about that. I'm a huge fan of Stephen Colbert. I have been watching him since he was on The Daily Show. And I've watched every episode of The Daily Show since it first aired. And actually before that, when I could just find it on YouTube, except it wasn't called YouTube. It was called broadcast.com back then. Do y'all remember that? Before Mark Cuban sold it and it got turned into YouTube. Yeah. So anyway, the Daily Show started out, it was there, and it was hosted by, oh gosh, I can't think of his name right off the bat now. But Jon Stewart wasn't the original host. Jon was the second host to take over. And even when it was on Comedy Central, when it moved to Comedy Central. But, I mean, such a great show. And I have been watching the whole time. And then Stephen got his own show after The Daily Show called The Colbert Report. And I watched every episode of that. And now that he's on Late Night, he took David Letterman's old job and took over that show. I've been watching that since the beginning. And I watch religiously. Now, I don't watch when it airs because I stream it afterwards the next day on Paramount. And even when, you know, he was on Comedy Central, back when I was watching on cable, I had a DVR, so I'd record it and watch it the next day. That's what I do. It's on Paramount now. And this is a couple of CBS decisions, you know, following, kowtowing, and settling the frivolous lawsuit about the 60 Minutes interview of Kamala Harris, of former Vice President Kamala Harris, which Trump had no case there. So there was no reason to settle. There was no reason to pay. That was just a bribe. That was a straight up bribe. So they did that. And one of the producers, one of the major, one of the people who's been making that show happen for many, many, many years, he quit. And now they're going to take Stephen Colbert off the air. They're going to get rid of The Late Show. Wow. Who is running the show over there? I mean, at Paramount, at CBS, who is making these awful decisions? You cannot acquiesce to Trump. He has no loyalty. I mean, you know, look at Giuliani. Look at the MyPillow guy. He will throw you under the bus. He will throw his own family under the bus. He buried his ex-wife, his first wife, on one of his golf courses. Yeah. He has no loyalty. And your briberies are not necessarily going to pay off. You may get something, but eventually he is going to turn on you, just as he did with, you know, well, everyone. And I say the same to all of these Middle Eastern countries and to South Africa. And what, you know, Elon Musk. So anyway, let's get back to that little clip that we saw. Trump, or we listened to, rather, of Trump saying his uncle was the longest-serving professor at MIT. Is that true? That would be a no. No. It is not true. Oh, look. We have Wayne. Wayne is joining us. And let me come back here. Hey, Wayne, you're first on the show.
I see that.
All right. I'm gonna replay this little clip.
All right.
And let me share it so you can see it as well. Won't mean anything to the people listening. But we're just going to listen to this because it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating.
When I first heard about AI, you know, it's not my thing, although my uncle was at MIT, one of the great professors, 51 years, whatever, he was the longest serving professor in the history of MIT, 3 degrees in nuclear, chemical, and math. That's a smart man.
Okay. Off the top of your head, what part of that do you think is true?
I take it as none of it, really.
Well, he does have an uncle named John Trump. He did have an uncle named John Trump. He's no longer living. And the uncle did teach at MIT. Let's just hear from Stephen Colbert.
That's a smart man. He also had 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. It was like, only man to ever have four. That's four right there. Brace yourself. None of that was true. Trump's uncle was an MIT professor, but he was not the longest serving ever. And his PhD was actually in electrical engineering. But I'll tell you what is true. We found this real picture of his uncle, John Trump, strapped into one of his marvelous machines. Now, I don't know what it does, but that photo is from 1950, so I believe it injects you with cigarettes. Then, you know, for funsies, I guess, he told everybody that his uncle taught the Unabomber.
Kaczynski was one of his students. Do you know who Kaczynski was? There's very little difference between a madman and a genius. But Kaczynski, I said, what kind of a student was he, Uncle John, Dr. John Trump? He said, what kind of a student? And then he said, seriously good. He said he'd go around correcting everybody.
Now, I'm no...
All right. Now, what part of that was true?
I believe more of Colbert than I do of Trump. That's all I can say there.
So
Alan's trying to get him. He's having trouble.
Oh, hang on a second. Sorry, Alan. There we go. All right.
There
yeah.
It is.
When I share the screen, it just puts whoever's on it in this little stacked set to the side, and I lose the window that shows me somebody's trying to get in. So I forget to hit a button until somebody says something like, hey, someone's trying to get in, and oh, let me go fix that. But so we just watched a little clip of Trump saying that his uncle taught the Unabomber, and the Unabomber was a really good student who went around correcting everyone. And how much of that do you think was true? Alan, what do you think?
I don't know. I don't think it's true.
Yeah, no, it's not true. And let's let Stephen Colbert explain.
Ted Kaczynski, but let me correct you right there. None of that is true either. Kaczynski did not go to MIT. He went to Harvard.
Yes, but sometimes old Ted would take the crosstown bus over to MIT. Then he would go around correcting people. He'd say, I actually didn't go to school here, you know. You don't actually know me. I'm a figment of the imagination of your dumbest nephew.
Even more insane.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Got to do the deed.
Ha! Even more insane. Kaczynski wasn't ID'd as the Unabomber until 1996, but Trump's uncle died in 1985. So why on earth would Trump have asked his uncle about him?
Hey, Uncle John, Uncle Professor, Dr. John Trump, Professor Sir Uncle, you know, that random guy who isn't famous at all and lives in the woods and machines his own screws? What was it like when you didn't teach him? We got a great show for you tonight.
All right. So, yeah, that happened. on a thing, he's supposed to be talking about AI. He's supposed to be talking about AI. And instead, he randomly starts talking about his uncle who taught at MIT. He gives him false credentials, says he taught there longer than anyone, which he didn't. Then says he randomly says he taught the Unabomber. Can someone please explain to me any of this? Oh, look, here comes Charlie. Hey, Charlie. We're talking about Trump claiming that his uncle taught the Unabomber at MIT when he was supposed to be talking about AI. Any thoughts?
Going to be a quiet show tonight.
Yeah.
No, nothing?
Trump is crazy.
Yeah.
Certified insane. What can I say?
Yeah, I mean, it's so weird. And as Stephen Colbert just pointed out, the Unabomber wasn't, you know, didn't become news until 96. And his uncle died in 85.
Time travel.
And also, the Unabomber did not go to MIT. He went to Harvard.
Yeah.
I mean, everything about what he said was just complete nonsense. And then I don't understand all of these people who are suddenly shocked that Trump doesn't want to release the Epstein files. I don't understand anyone that at this point didn't understand that Trump was in the Epstein files.
Like, either. I don't understand how people don't know that.
Yeah.
So why release it? If everybody knows it, who cares? What difference does it really make at this point? Nobody's going to go after Trump for it. It doesn't matter. I agree with Trump. Why are we all bringing it up? Epstein's dead. Who cares?
All the other people that raped those girls are not dead.
Yeah. Trump's not dead. And those were young 14-year-old girls.
I get it's a huge deal. I just agree with his supporters. Why are we talking about this anymore?
You're talking about it because they need to be brought to justice. There's other people, not just him.
Oh, I see.
Not just Epstein.
But why is that news circling Trump?
He promised to release it during the election.
Oh. He made a lot of promises he hasn't fulfilled. So
exactly.
This is not news to me.
Lied so much, he should forgive him for lying now.
I'm not saying to forgive him.
I mean, why isn't it news? His own supporters, the far right fringe,
yeah,
are going nuts about this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this honestly could help Democrats clean up in the midterms.
Yeah, but they can't find one foot from the other. So,
well, I'm afraid Alan's right about that.
You know, I wouldn't count on that at all.
No, they find ways to blow elections no matter how bad the Republicans try to hand it to them.
Yep, absolutely. Golden opportunity in 2026. They will blow it.
Well, I hope not. They did pretty well in 2018 and took back control of the House and Senate.
Well, barely.
Yeah.
They swept the House.
The House, but the Senate, it was 50-50, and Kamala had to be the tiebreaker.
Right.
Right, but they got back control. And they were able to, Biden was able to accomplish quite a bit with razor thin margins.
Yeah.
Were the Republicans today? Just an hour ago or something, they passed Trump's bill. Goodbye aid, goodbye all this other stuff. The House and the Senate. It was just in the news few months ago.
Yeah. I was seeing on Blue Sky, somebody was posting that, this is going to stain the people that are tied to this is going to stain forever. And I'm like, You mean like the people tied to Watergate, like Roger Stone, who ended up in the Trump administration, or the people tied to the torture memo, like John Yoo? Because Republicans just reward these people in future. You know, they get jobs on Fox News and they get jobs in a future Republican administration. They just keep getting better jobs.
Cut money for AIDS. Cut money for the people that are starving. Cut money for all he's got to do is sign the bill tonight.
And all of those, all the people in the red states are going to be hurt the most by these Medicaid cuts.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. I think you're right. I just think that, you know, nobody's standing up to him. So go ahead and sign. You know,
and they still think he's doing a good job. I just want to ask him, like, you know, like my cousin who came on when he was visiting. You know, your dad died of cancer. How do you feel about him cutting cancer research?
Well, they've already cut the vaccine part. The CDC is.
Well, they've already cut research grants.
Yeah,
2,500.
All the vaccine specialists in the CDC have been fired, and RFK Jr. put his own people in there that know nothing. So you can't trust any new vaccines anymore.
Nope.
Now RFK Jr. went back to the group of people that he fired and said, you know, we'll pay you a couple hours worth of your time if you give us your opinion on this vaccine or that one. Well, this is not how science works.
Yeah.
You got to be involved in this. You don't just say, yeah, it looks good, you know?
I mean, that's what happens when you put incompetent people in these positions of power. When you put people who don't know this nonsense about, you know, well, we don't want experts. I kind of think you do. If you want cancer research done, you don't necessarily want that done by an environmental lawyer who has not taken any biology classes. I mean, you don't want your Alzheimer's research done by a plumber. I mean, being an expert in a field is important, particularly when it comes to government, when it comes to research, when it comes to, you know,
in the world, there are so few vaccinologists out there. The CDC was lucky to get these experts in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are other countries that would beg to have them, and that maybe they'll be going there.
You know,
UK, for instance, South Africa would love to have them.
Oh, I'm telling you, other countries, China is scooping up our experts. We're having a terrible brain drain going on because
of blame them.
Yeah.
If Trump's willing to let him go, well, he didn't do it, but RFK Jr. did. If Trump's willing to let him go, sure, we should take advantage of that.
Before RFK, what happened was that Trump let Musk and Doge in there, and they canceled all the research grants.
I know.
So that happened even before RFK was appointed.
RFK was appointed within days of Trump being sworn in. He just didn't do anything for a while.
Yeah.
He was in Trump's inner circle.
That was part of the deal.
Was he already approved? I think it was a while he was approved.
What?
I think it was a little while before he was approved. I don't think it was right away. I think Musk was in there.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. There was stuff happened before he got approved.
Okay.
And things I'm like...
I'm lost on the point.
My point is that the bad shit was happening even before
put
a guy who knows nothing in charge. And right. Who replaced a guy with a Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
Who you know, 50 plus years of vaccine research and virology and, you know, world renowned and respected.
Yeah, you're talking about Fauci.
Fauci, exactly.
Fauci wanted to leave. He's 81, 82. He wanted to retire.
Yeah, but he replaced Fauci with RFK Jr.
Yeah.
He replaced all these longtime... It would be fine if he put someone in that knew what they were doing. But...
Yeah, maybe they'll get a, you know, a nurse practitioner in there or some other idiot like that.
In his first term, when he replaced a Nobel Prize winning nuclear physicist to run the energy department, right. Rick Perry.
Right, who has a master's degree in animal husbandry from A&M.
They're canceling education, too, because that's not necessary again.
Right.
Last time it was Betty DeVos. This time, I don't even know who is canceling all the...
The wife of the wrestling guy.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
McMahon. Yeah,
yeah. She knows a lot about education.
Yeah, and matter of fact, you know what? When you bring up that AI stuff, she said in an interview, she calls that
A1.
Yeah, that was
an idiot.
Oh, she was at a symposium on AI, and she didn't know it was called AI. These people are so unqualified. It's just depressing.
And then I love what Musk did today. Everywhere he could post anti-Trump stuff about his bill and stuff like that, all over social media, and on X, he is going after Trump. You know, this was so predicted. And you know why Trump? I mean, you know why Trump took him in? He needed the money.
Yep.
You know? And Musk is a fairly smart guy. Why did he get involved with Trump? Because
Musk had
very successful businesses. The one thing he didn't have was the power of the president. So he wanted to be next to the president.
Musk is not that smart.
Oh, yeah, he is.
No, he's really not. He's really not. Talk to people around him. He's really
well.
Not.
Let's see. He started PayPal with a partner.
He and Peter Thiel once again. This is sort of like.
Let's talk about not that smart versus that smart. I mean, he took over what NASA should be doing. He built an. He didn't design the Tesla. Somebody else in Palo Alto did, but. He bought the rights to it and turned it into what it is today. And, you know, I think 15 years, 20 years from now, you're not going to see a gasoline or diesel-powered car on the road. They're all going to be electric.
They'll have to be because the oil's running out.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. So that was a smart move. You know, and, you know, he's got other companies going. He's got a boring company that's boring under the earth. To run electric trains from like the Bay Area to LA.
You mean he invented the subway?
Well,
it's only been around 100 years or so.
Yeah.
he got rockets into suborbit and blew them up. I mean,
well, he needs tax write off now, you know. And being close to Trump cost him billions of dollars in losses with Tesla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, him going after Trump right now, I think they should both shut up about each other. The damage is done. You know, he did a lot of damage to the country.
I want him to keep talking.
If Trump could kick him out of the country, he should. with all the stuff he did with Doge.
I honestly, I want this Musk Trump fight to keep going.
Okay.
I want to.
I can see that side too.
You know, keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up for a long time.
Well, you know, he wants to start another political party. That'll go nowhere. We've had independents and Green Party and everything run, and they've never got anywhere in a major election. I think what he ought to do is what he originally said. He ought to support the Democrats in 2026 and screw Trump over that way. Give them money to help win.
I think he needs to keep doing what he's doing because it's hurting them both. Well, and I love that.
I think Trump should keep doing what he's doing because it's hurting them both too. But Trump is hurting the country, he's hurting the world.
Stephen Colbert announced
aid for poor people. I just love that the red states are going to get hit the hardest with these. With this new $9 billion bill he's signing in that the House and the Senate passed today.
You mean trillion?
Trillion. Sorry, whatever it was. Yeah. Billion, trillion. So, yeah, trillion, you're right. You know, I think it's great. They're already, people in Mississippi are being interviewed on Fox News saying, you know, we're losing benefits because of this idiot. And they asked, right before they asked the question about, how do you think he's doing? Did you vote for him? Yep, sure did. Well, you deserve what you got, you know? In this country, one person, one vote. And if you vote the wrong way and you vote the Idiot of the Year award in, maybe he'll get a Nobel Prize for Idiot of the Century.
I don't know. I was just talking to my son today, and he was telling me one of his wife's clients, her family are immigrants, and they had just finished the process of becoming naturalized citizens. And they had gotten this letter saying that they were going to, you know, welcome to America, and here's the ceremony. And then they got another letter saying no, and like 10 of them are going to be deported.
Yep, absolutely.
And you know, they've been in the country for years and they were here legally and they were applying for citizenship and they had gotten there. And now, no, we're just going to deport 10 of you to Venezuela.
Good. Yeah. You voted for them. You live with him.
Well, they didn't vote for him, factually. But these folks where they were naturalized citizens or they were just citizens and they voted for Trump and then they got picked up.
Yeah.
And, you know, they did, their ICE agents didn't want to believe that their real ID was a real ID or, you know, they're just randomly picking up people who they're veterans. It's been FAFO season for the entire time, and so many of them still don't get it. They still don't understand. They think he's doing a great job. I don't understand. Well, let's play some trivia.
Yeah,
all right. I was thinking maybe we'd go for the easy cards tonight.
Oh, what did Trump accomplish this past 3 months? That would be the easy cards.
6 months.
6 months, whatever. All right. Yeah. God, we got him for 3.5 more years.
I know.
Well, unfortunately.
All right. What is the name of the green horseradish that is commonly served with sushi?
Wasabi.
That is correct. In what country is the former concentration camp, was the former concentration camp Auschwitz?
Poland.
Poland.
That is correct.
It's still there.
It's still there. And they do tours of it. You know, it, when we were looking at cruises, and I was looking at river cruises, there's one that goes to all the, you know, Auschwitz and...
Oh, no.
And really? And those, and I was like, no, I have no desire whatsoever to go to any of those places.
No, I don't understand. I got emotional that. Just going to the thing in Los Angeles. It's smaller than the one in New York. I can't figure what you call it now.
The Holocaust Museum?
Yeah, that's short. We've got it. One. Yeah, the Holocaust here. Museum. There was a Holocaust survivor, a little old lady speaking. This goes back 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I got emotional in the room. I mean, listening to the way, you know, and it. And
so. Yeah, I got a lot of that when I was a teenager. Holocaust survivors.
When Steven Spielberg won Picture of the Year at the Emmys, he said to all the educators out there, don't let this... Don't bury this. Teach this in your school. There are 330,000 people that just want to be useful for the remainder of their lives. Listen to their stories, their echoes, their ghosts, and stuff like that. Don't bury the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
And then he let the other two people, Bronco something or other, that was actually a Holocaust survivor and somebody else.
Yeah, I remember seeing a film... at a youth group event that was somebody going through Auschwitz and then I think more than one concentration camp and showing what all everything was and showing the pictures of the it was a lot. So yeah, yep. I have no desire to go there.
So I was in a Michelin star restaurant that a friend of mine took me to in 1996, I believe. And Schindler's List came out in 93 or 92 or something like that. And he had won the award that year. And him and his wife, Carmen something, what was her name? I can't remember. Spielberg's wife. We're sitting at the table next to us. And I had brought, because my friend knew the chef, I had brought some old and interesting wines. And they were asking about it. And I'm like, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I know who he is and everything. And, you know, I offered him a taste of Sauternes and different wines and stuff that, him and his wife, I can't think of his wife's name now, but anyhow, she's a pretty woman. And I said, can I ask you a question? What do you think is your best picture that you ever put out at that time? And I mean, he came out with E.T. or didn't he, or something like that, and several other movies before, and he named Schindler's List.
Yeah.
He says, I can't think of a movie where a country has apologized to the world. He showed it in a premiere to the members of the parliament or whatever they have in Germany, and the next day, front page news around the world, you know, Germany apologizes for the Holocaust. They, a lot of them knew what was going on, but, you know, but they did apologize.
Yeah, I wonder...
It's a movie that I have on DVD, and when I want to cry, it's a good movie to watch.
Yeah, that is
it. I got it, too. I've only watched it once.
Yeah. I've it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
You ever seen it, Wayne?
No.
I ran into a couple of my friends. This was back in like January or February of 2020, before everything shut down. I think it was January 2020. And, there was a four-county training and certification to become a deputy voter registrar in Denton, Collin, Tarrant, and Dallas County. So that's basically Denton, Plano, Dallas, and Fort Worth, and everything in between. And so I had just been to see earlier that day Jojo Rabbit. And I saw a couple of friends from synagogue I used to go to. And I said, oh, have you seen Jojo Rabbit? It's a really good film. And they said, oh, I don't want to see anything Holocaust. Why would I want to see anything Holocaust? And I was like, no, you should see this one. This one is not like most Holocaust movies. It's done from kind of the point of view of this little boy and this Jewish girl that's living in the walls of their house. But it's very sweet, and it's got some humorous moments. It's got some very sad and poignant moments, like when, you know, the mom gets hanged. Spoiler alert. But,
You know, with Schindler's List, I mean, the real Schindler was, you know, as close as you can be to a, I don't know what you'd call him,
a mensch.
An angel. I mean, this guy was, put on earth, he was a boozer, he was a womanizer, he was cheated in his businesses and stuff, but he saved 1,100 Jews from surely going to Auschwitz. And I'm sure there are Jews out there that are their relatives back there that are alive today around the world, mm-hmm. because of those that have become, you know, those were their grandparents or great grandparents or whatever. I don't know any that I know of, but I'm sure they're around. You know.
Yeah, I'm sure there are still some Holocaust survivors. They're getting pretty old.
This Bronco, whatever his name was, that won the went up with Steven Spielberg on stage at the Oscars. He was a Holocaust survivor, and he was a little boy. And as they were marching him into the gas chambers, they said to him, "Be a witness of my murder." And so he says, "I hope that my helping Steven Spielberg make this movie fulfills that need."
Yeah. So
I think you did a good job.
I think it's an excellent movie. If you want to see a serious
99% of it's in black and white, and I mean it's a
good movie. I don't disagree.
I knew you wouldn't disagree. I'm just saying that it just some of the things that you saw were so, I mean, from people that were Holocaust survivors, were so real. One of the ladies that was a Holocaust survivor played in it, Pfefferberg or something. She played in it, and when Amon Goeth, the guy that played him, Ralph Fiennes, when he was dressed up, she started to shake uncontrollably because
that was Liam Neeson.
Looked and acted so much like the real Amon Goeth.
Wasn't Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson played Schindler.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
No. This is Ralph Fiennes or Fiennes, something.
Fiennes, like, right, yeah,
he's a foreign actor, and he's He's the one that played Amon Goeth. And apparently he was dressed up very well, and she knew that he was an actor, but it scared her so much that she started to shake on stage, and, you know, and...
All right, so how many cards are there in a deck of cards?
Sorry.
52.
What singer began her career with the hit song Genie in a Bottle?
Tammy Wynette.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know that one.
Come on, Wayne. Wake up.
Don't recognize that one.
That would be Christina Aguilera.
No, I never got that.
Didn't know that.
I was thinking it was Britney, but I was wrong. It was a different blonde. I remember the video. What is London's most famous shopping street called?
Piccadilly Square? I don't know.
Oxford Street.
No. Oh. What, I had no clue.
What color is the S emblem that Superman has on his chest?
Red.
Red is correct. What sport do you compete in if you participate in America's Cup?
Yachting.
Yachting, yeah.
That is, well, sailing.
Yeah. Okay.
Not necessarily yachting, because...
Oh, that's true.
Because yachts are actually rarely sailboats.
Right, they're using motor power, yeah.
Right. All right. All four members of the Beatles are from what city?
Liverpool.
Correct. All righty. Here we go. What is the name of the Olympic Games in which people with physical disabilities compete?
Oh, God.
Special Olympics?
Special Olympics, yeah.
That's what they used to call it. What do they call it now?
I didn't know they changed it.
I didn't know they changed.
It's called the Paralympics.
Oh, okay.
What colors do wrestlers wear when competing?
Any color they want.
Blue or red?
Oh. I never
I'm guessing
that.
I'm guessing that's not professional wrestlers. I think that's probably wrestlers like in college and you know, Greco-Roman wrestling.
The Olympics or something.
The actual wrestling as opposed to the theater.
Yeah.
Mm.
What do you call the particles that orbit the nucleus of an atom?
Called electrons.
Correct. What is the opposite of analog?
Digital.
Digital.
Digital is correct. All right.
Oh, Wayne, I was surprised that you didn't get that.
E-type is the name of a car model. What company is the manufacturer of this car?
I didn't catch the beginning of that.
E-type is the name of a car model. What company is the manufacturer?
Mercedes?
No. But you're geographically close.
Porsche?
No, but you're geographically a little further away. Jaguar.
Jaguar, huh? Well, I don't move in those circles, so I have
me either. It's probably been 20 years since I've seen a Jaguar that I knew was a Jaguar.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen a Jaguar in quite some time either. How many legs does a spider have?
Eight
is correct. Eight legs. In what decade was Michael Jackson born?
1960s.
1950s.
1950s is correct. He was born in
1958. Okay.
What
the only way I know that is because I was born in 58.
All right. What is the difference between a diamond and a brilliant?
A diamond and a brilliant?
Mm-hmm. Brilliant is part of a diamond. It's a cut.
That is correct. Now, brilliant is the name of a cut diamond.
Ah.
Like pear and like Other cats have other names.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Emerald cut.
Right.
Whose two best friends are Ron Weasley and Hermione Granger? Go on, Charlie. I know you know.
Come on, guys. You know that.
I think you're the only one that does.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter is correct. All right. What type of race in swimming combines four different swimming styles?
The individual medley. I don't know.
That is correct.
Okay.
The medley. A medley is the correct answer. Medley swimming. All right. Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world. What is the second highest?
I believe it's Mount Kilimanjaro.
Would that be K2?
Yeah, that's what they call Mount Kilimanjaro. Yeah,
that's what I thought. But it says K2, but I think you're right. I think Kilimanjaro is K2. All right. What does FAQ stand for?
Frequently asked questions.
Yes, and also the beginning of the title of one of my favorite movies, Frequently Asked Questions About Time Travel. Little known HBO made for BBC made for TV movie. It's a lot of fun. Charlie, you would especially appreciate it. As a fan of science fiction. It parodies pretty much every time travel movie ever made. But it's these three guys in a pub. One of them is Chris O'Dowd, who I love in everything he does. And there's a time leak in the bathroom. And they keep going in and coming out in different times. And sometimes it's within the same evening. Like they get there like right before everything goes hit, and there's these editors that are trying to wipe them out before it's a fun movie. FAQ Time Travel. Highly recommend it. In what Japanese city was a nuclear power plant damaged due to an earthquake off the coast of Japan, March 2011, and the subsequent tsunami? What city was that?
Fukushima.
Fukushima is correct. Who was Kurt Cobain married to when he died?
Courtney Love.
Courtney Love is correct. Who is Mark David Chapman?
He is, if nobody else is going to say it, he's the man who killed John Lennon.
That is correct. What is the Pink Panther that Inspector Clouseau searches for in the film of the same name?
What do you mean, what is it? It's a pink panther. It's a panther.
Yeah, I thought that too, but it's not.
No.
It's some kind of diamond or gem or something.
It's a big diamond. It's a big pink diamond.
Yeah.
All right. Who has won more tennis singles titles, Venus or Serena Williams?
I think Serena actually.
That is correct. Christopher Columbus and his crew in 1492 sailed the ocean blue in what three ships?
I know Wayne knows that.
Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria, I think.
Correct. What state is Duke University located in?
I know that. North Carolina.
Correct. My sister Claudia did her master's at UNC, University of North Carolina, which is in the same town as Duke. Mm-hmm. What iconic brand does the acronym DKNY stand for?
Diana Karen, New York? I don't know.
Donna Karen, New York. That's close enough. That was close enough. Close enough. All righty. Only one of the seven wonders of the ancient world still remains largely intact today. Which one?
Only one I can think of. The Great Pyramid in Egypt.
The Great Pyramid of Giza. That is correct. What is the name of the lion cub who is the main character in Disney's animated classic, The Lion King? Come on, Charlie. I know you know this one.
I did at one time. I don't.
I mean, you have to have seen it 100 times. I've seen it
dozens of times. My kids love that movie.
Mm-hmm. Simba.
Simba. Okay, yeah.
All right, who discovered penicillin in 1928?
Donald Trump.
His name was Fleming. I can't remember his first name.
That is correct. Alexander Fleming.
Alexander.
I was surprised, Alan, that you didn't answer that one.
Well, I knew the guy's name was Alexander. I couldn't think of his last name.
Hey, I knew his last name. I couldn't think of the first.
Well, together, you could have put it together. All right.
We did.
What unit is used to measure humidity?
Hygrometer.
What unit of measurement?
Oh, unit. Oh, percentage.
That is correct.
That could have been done either way for Wayne. A unit could be a device.
Yeah.
Or it could be the symbol.
Scale or whatever, yeah.
Right.
But that
union,
was...
Union has several definitions, yeah.
That's right.
That's right. Wow. What musical and film centers on Austria and the family of Captain George von Trapp?
Oh, come on, guys.
Go ahead, Charlie.
The Sound of Music.
That is correct.
I love that movie.
What painter cut off his own ear?
Picasso.
No, it wasn't Picasso. Vincent van Gogh.
Vincent van Gogh is correct. What is the capital of Australia? What is the capital of Australia?
Nobody? Oh, I know that one. I watch a lot of Australian dramas on, what's it called? Anyway, I watch it on TV, and it's called Canberra. That's the capital of Australia.
You know what else I watch? There's a guy on YouTube who does magnet fishing.
Oh, wow.
And he's Australian.
Wow.
He does it in rivers and canals and stuff. And pulls out a lot of bicycles and things. You know, it's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio acted in the film Titanic in 1997. Who was his leading lady?
Oh, come on, guys. You know that. Kate Winslet.
That is correct. And that is all we have time for. So I want to thank you, Charlie, Alan, and Wayne, for joining me here today. And remember to get registered, get informed, get politically active, and go vote. And if you don't have anything nice to say, come sit by me.